government is said to be losing substantial revenue due to wrong classification of goods. In view of this, the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority has held a two-week training workshop for 23 participants from the Customs Division, IOCO, and the Inspection and Control Services. Millicent Akpotei is the Acting Assistant Commissioner in charge of training at the Customs Division of the GRA.
Classification is very important. That's a traditional role of customs. All goods that enter international trade, we are supposed to classify it. That's put it in the class they belong to. Whether they are goods that are naturally grown by nature, that's animals, vegetables, things that are mined. I mean, from natural things to manufactured things, we are supposed to classify them, put them under a class, give them a code, and then, after giving them the code, then you can tell the duty rate, and from there, you go on to valuing the goods. So you first have to identify the goods, then you can classify. That's put it in its class to determine the tax rate. Then you can value the goods for duty purposes.
But then, is there any statistics as to how much the country loses due to wrong classification?
There is presently. I can't tell you the fact, but if you don't classify correctly or if you misclassify, you are bound to lose a lot because there are different tax rates, 20% tax rate, 10% tax rate, or if there's a concession. If you don't know the correct rate of duty, government will really lose a lot of money.
And I also believe that there will be the risk of allowing dangerous goods to also enter the country due to wrong classification.
Exactly. Classification is not only for duty purposes. It's for statistical purposes. It's for knowing the level and the volume of trade. So if you misclassify, apart from the fact that you are misleading government, we are losing revenue, we are also misleading government. We can't have the correct statistics.
Acting Assistant Commissioner in charge of training customs of GRA, Millicent Akpotei.